Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mama, don't like me. She doing things like having a voice come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. Let her know her grandchild is a baby.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Thanks for hanging with Will and I through that first hour. Like, there was a lot of good stuff. We had the article, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberger. The Decade of the Big Ten in Nebraska. It's a good read.
Very good read.
It's a good read.
I just try to, you know, see things from a different view.
No, I think it's the right thing to do.
We all look at things the same way around here. We all want the same thing. I don't know. Reality.
It's always good to look at things and like step back and out of it a little bit and be brutally honest with whatever you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be.
Right?
Gotta be. We don't want to fool ourselves.
You get nowhere thinking it's one way. You never look at different perspectives. Or hearing people out.
Mm-hmm.
That's in anything you do in life. It's okay to have conversations. It's okay to disagree. Hear people out. And just listen to different opinions. And then you formulate from there.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. On where you're at. How you got there.
It's important.
It's how you learn, by the way. It's how you learn.
Yeah.
It's how you learn to change.
And improve.
And improve, right? So, all right, let's rock it. What's trending at 10?
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
Here's what's trending at 10.
So on Friday, Hooks, we talked with Dr. Dane Todd about the report that Tom Brady played the whole season on a torn MCL.
Yeah, what did he say about that? Because I was gone, but
I don't know. Oh, Dr. Dane Todd?
Yeah, what did Dane say? Is that possible?
Well, yeah, it is.
Obviously, sorry, I mean, it is because it happened.
He said, you know, really, if anything ever like that happens, you know, most people would probably stop doing whatever they're doing, but I don't know. He basically said, yeah, it's possible. I mean, hell, he won a Super Bowl, so it's possible.
I guess. Wow.
But anyways, I'm reading that the NFL may come down on them.
Because he wasn't listed on the injury report?
Yeah, they didn't, you know, release it. They didn't release the injury. So, yeah, the NFL could maybe, you know, put a little fine or
a little pressure there, right?
Maybe take away a draft pick or something like that.
They'll be okay.
You think?
They'll be okay.
All right. We'll see.
They'll be okay.
Hey, I want to keep talking about these beds that the Olympic Village is going to have.
You've been on this Olympic Village thing since it started.
Well, it's so interesting.
About not allowing them to do whatever they want to do in the village.
They obviously don't.
And putting beds in place to, like, call people out.
They've made it clear that they don't want athletes having sex. These beds are literally made out of cardboard. Now, if you ask me,
It clear that all these individual athletes are adults? Most of them are adults.
Yes, I think they know that. But there's an Irish Olympian who sent out a tweet yesterday.
Oh boy!
And he said,
"Can't wait for this one."
He said, "Beds to be installed in Tokyo Olympic Village will be made of cardboard. This is aimed at avoiding intimacy among athletes." Beds will be able to withstand the weight of a single person to avoid situations beyond sports. He says, I see no problem for distance runners. Even four of us can do.
Situations beyond sports. Can you elaborate on situations beyond sports, please, Will Wilson?
Not right now.
Okay.
And then this same dude posted a video of himself, like, messing with the anti-sex beds, and they seem pretty firm. So he's saying that athletes may be able to get away with having sex. I mean, by the way, let's hope the Olympics even happen.
Yeah.
Because we got that report this morning that the Olympic Committee did not... what did they say? They didn't lead out or they didn't... What was the report, Hooks? Help me out
right
here.
Now
I'm struggling.
It's saying the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee Chief won't rule out last-minute cancellation of Olympics.
Great.
He said, we can't predict what will happen with the number of COVID-19 cases, so we will continue discussions if there's a spike in cases. We have agreed that based on the coronavirus situation, we will convene 5-party talks again. At this point, the COVID cases may rise or fall, so we will think about what we should do when the situation arises.
That's not good. Do you really think they would cut it this late?
Well, there have been 67 COVID cases, COVID-19 infections in Japan. Among those are credited for the game since July 1st, when many athletes and officials start arriving.
I'm praying.
Games are not there yet.
Yeah, speaking of the Olympics, Zach LaVine.
He's not coming.
Is not on the plane to Tokyo. He was placed in the health and safety protocols. So that's a big loss for Team USA. See how they do without him.
Oh, boy, it's something else.
It is something else. Moving on here. Javi Baez for the Cubs. We're talking a lot about the Cubs and
you know,
who they're going to be trading away. Well, John Heyman of MLB Network reported that he is asking for $200
million. Wow. Okay.
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 You think he's worth it?
Probably.
It'd be a 12-year extension.
He'll get it somewhere.
No. Mm-hmm. You think? $200
yep.
million. Okay,
yep.
Well.
Yep.
Paul Goldschmidt, he's, you know, 25 to 30. $20 million, you're looking at, you know, Donaldson, Lindor, Altuve. You think Baez is on that level?
I bet you he gets it.
Okay.
I think so. Cubs fans,
do you think the Cubs give it to him, though?
Ooh, that's the question. That is the question. Not seeing it.
If you're going to invest in anybody, okay. I think you invest in him out of anybody, right?
He's the younger one, isn't he? Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
You know, he is. Last thing I got.
Last thing?
Carson Wentz. He was traded from the Eagles, what was that, 4 months ago?
Yep, the Eagles.
Yeah, about 4 months ago. And just yesterday, the team took down Carson Wentz banner outside the link.
They took it down?
Yep. 4 months it took.
Wow.
I guess they wanted fans to forget about it and then take it down.
They're busy.
Yeah, maybe they had things going on.
Will, you show me this video before the show today. The Mets manager, Luis Rojas, right?
Yes.
He has now been suspended for 2 games with an undisclosed fine for excessive arguing with umpires. If you haven't seen that video, he was arguing a fair foul call. That was crazy because I believe the pitcher thought it was foul, took it and chucked the ball away. In essence, it was a fair ball, and the runners kept going. It resulted in 3 Pittsburgh runs.
How was it a fair ball if it passes the foul line?
He was focusing on arguing the call then rather than fielding the batted ball.
No, but help me out, though.
It looked like it was foul. I can't tell from the video. As you can see, it says Walker thought the ball was rolling foul and tossed it aside. However, home plate umpire Jeremy Riggs ruled the ball fair and play continued. It was ruled an infield single along with Walker's error, and Walker's pausing to argue rather than immediately retrieving the ball allowed the bases to clear, and Newman advanced to second.
I don't understand that.
He threw the ball away.
Why would he throw the ball?
He didn't wait for the umpire. He made the call himself.
Is that a common thing for pitchers throwing the ball if it's foul?
Well, he thought it was foul. He took it like, foul ball. Chucked it away. Didn't go get it once the umpire said fair. Let the ball sit there and was going to argue the foul call instead. And the
Wow.
Kept sending runners.
I don't know who to side in that one.
Let the umpires make the call before you react. Don't call it for them.
There you go.
That's what I'll tell you.
All right. I like it.
It's just like when you're hitting the ball, right? When you hit one, I don't care. You run. Let them make the call. Right?
Oh, there was one thing I didn't bring up.
What did you forget to bring up?
I'll find this. Give me a second here. This was, okay, here it is. Schefter tweeted this out yesterday. It says, Peyton and Eli Manning will headline a Monday Night Football megacast on ESPN2 for three seasons through their new agreement.
Then they have at least 10 games, right?
Yeah, it says it's slated for 10 games each season. Yep, starting this year. ESPN will produce it in conjunction with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions.
I'm down to watch that.
You think the city of Omaha gets any royalties off that?
I don't know. I'm down to watch Peyton call some games, though.
Oh, and with his brother right there? Think about the conversations they're going to be having.
Done.
The jokes?
I'm in for that.
I'm watching that. So 10 games, that's a lot.
There's another show on that Peyton's doing right now, I don't know if you've seen it. I think it's Tuesday nights, maybe. He does this Capital One College Bowl.
I did tune in the other night.
It's pretty fun. I watched it the other night.
Yeah. It's these kids are smart that they got out
there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down for that. Peyton Manning.
I was under the impression, though, it was going to be sports questions.
It's all over the board. It's all over the board. It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, it is cool. Well, very nice.
Also out there in Husker news, second rounder Spencer Schwellenbach signs with the Atlanta Braves for $1 million.
That'll work.
Nebraska ran a pitcher, mid-90s fastball, low 80s slider, mid-80s changeup with power sink. Also a shortstop with high exit velocity. He had some first-round buzz as a position player. Boom, there you go. $1 million. That slot, by the way, was valued at 1.1, almost 1.2, went to 1 million.
Speaking of former Husker news, James Palmer and Robin Washington informed us on this Twitter yesterday. He said former Nebraska ball player James Palmer Jr. has signed with Stal Ostrowikopolski of the Polish Basketball League.
Congrats, man. Keeping that career rolling, man.
Making that money.
Congrats. Also out there, by the way, something to watch that we have talked about ahead of city council vote on stadium proposal. A's president said our future in Oakland is hanging in the balance. Eight Oakland City Council members will cast non-binding votes for a proposed $12 billion development in ballpark plan on Tuesday morning. An affirmative vote will simply keep the project alive, but a descending vote, the Athletics will kickstart their relocation efforts.
Oh, boy. So
he says, our future in Oakland is hanging in the balance, and we're doing everything we can to get a yes vote tomorrow on our plan and keep the A's rooted in Oakland, but we don't know if we're going to get a positive vote. There's still a lot of areas where we're apart significantly with the city, and we go into the vote not knowing how it's going to play out.
So when is it?
Tuesday morning. Whenever they wake up out there and they get the vote done.
We may get some breaking news during the show then.
We don't know what's going on. That is going on in somewhere this morning out in Oakland.
Speaking of Vegas, they announced this new big resort and arena that's going to be built, starting to be built in October. The pictures are insane. 23,000-seat arena with a retractable roof, two hotels, a 3,000-seat theater, and a 400,000-square-foot retail plaza. That is, and it looks beautiful, by the way. And you know what that's for? I mean, if there's ever going to be an NBA expansion team, or if, you know, a team relocates, that's saying, Vegas saying, hey, come over here. We can take it. $4 billion, by the way.
$4 billion.
Yeah. We'll talk to Jameson about that tomorrow. And depending on what happens with the A's, we could definitely talk to Jameson about that, because if they vote no,
watch out,
Vegas.
Now we're looking around for some stuff there.
Hey, Hooks, if you want a good follow on Twitter, definitely follow Rod Carew.
Rod Carew, boy, he could hit, man.
He is a great follow on Twitter. He's very active recently, and he has like a ton of stories. And listen to what he was saying about Gerrit Cole. He said, I'd like to face Gerrit Cole because he comes right at you with his good stuff. DeGrom is the same way. I was a good fastball hitter no matter where it was on the plate. I never cared how hard they threw. I just sat on the fastball.
Just sat on the fastball.
Rod Carew.
Sit on the fastball just to the breaking stuff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, announced out there, we know that we've got Fan Day coming up real soon. down at Memorial Stadium. Be one of the, another time for the fans to get in there. Set for Thursday, July 29th, 5:30 to 7:30. If you go out in social media anywhere, they've now given you where to go, where to park, about parking being $5, where the entrance and exits are, the traffic flow. They also line out Coach Frost, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here's what they're going to line up for Coach Frost. Coach Frost's autograph line will be limited to young Husker fans entering 8th grade and younger.
Okay.
Parents wishing to sign their child up for an opportunity to be a part of Coach Frost's line, to sign up their child for an opportunity by Monday, July 26th. Go to Huskers.com. You can get your child signed up. Approximately 250 children will be randomly chosen to be part of Coach Frost's line. Specific details regarding will be sent directly to the individuals that are chosen.
I like that. Get the kids involved. You know, I like that a lot.
They'll have restrooms. There'll be a couple places to get some water. It's all out there wherever you want to look, but it's out there on the ins and outs of Fan Day, July 29th, 5:30 to 7:30.
Rod Carew led the league in hitting three times in hits. He led the league in hits three times. That's amazing, I think.
Hmm.
How hard is it to get over 200 hits?
Like in a season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been done.
How many times has it been done? What? I don't know, but Carew's done it three times, four times. I'm just wondering. It seems like it's a challenging thing to do. God, he hit 388 in 77. Sound amazing.
He's pretty good, but he was not. He was good, but he wasn't the hitter that was Tony Gwynn. Look at Tony Gwynn's stats, and that'll blow your mind. Seriously. You know who Tony Gwynn is, right?
Yeah, of course. All right, let's take a look at these bad
look
boys.
Look up Tony Gwynn.
Wow. He led the league in hitting 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, keep going.
4, 5, 6, 7 times. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons he hit over 200 hits. He had 642 at-bats. In 86.
Look at the number. I just want you to, like, look at his averages. Like, it's just insane
what he did
as a hitter. If you've never seen
it. He only hit under 300 once, and that was his first season.
He hit 338 lifetime. That's not even, like, the craziest thing, I don't think. Look how many seasons he played. How many seasons did he play?
20.
Only struck out 434 times in 20 years.
Well, just to see he only hit under 300 once. That's crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
So he wasn't really a power hitter, huh?
No. I mean, he only hit, 135 home runs in his career, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
But the number of hits, I mean, he, like you said, how many times? But look at the number of hits he had throughout his career. Like, not even, I mean, 3,141. But how close was he? He was close, one. Like, it was just insane.
Mm-hmm.
On what he did.
It's amazing.
Like, that's amazing.
God, you guys lived through such a great baseball period.
Mm-hmm.
So jealous.
Mm-hmm. So good. So, all right, let's take a break right now. We come back, we're going to have Brian Munson, HuskerOnline.com.